the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Changing the world comes in many forms: improving education, advocating for equal rights and policy change, improving living or working conditions, allocating resources to the underserved, providing leadership in a time of chaos. The possibilities are really endless. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today, my guests are Marianne Wood, Director of Public Affairs Support at Missouri State, and Stephanie Smith, Senior Director of Donor Relations and Special Events. They are here to prepare us for the Missouri Public Affairs Hall of Fame. Wood explains the concept behind this event.
The Public Affairs Hall of Fame was created for the purpose of recognizing individuals who have some connection to the state of Missouri. They may not currently be here, or they maybe didn't necessarily live here a long time, but they have some kind of connection to the state of Missouri, and they are living out the public affairs mission. So through their work and the things that they do, they really are living out what we are trying to teach here every day. Be engaged in their community, to give back to their community, to take what they have learned here and help make their communities better places to live.
First, Smith tells us about General John J. Pershing, who was selected for this year's Legacy Award.
He led a distinguished military career and culminated in the United States creating a new title because of his service, which is General of the Armies. General Pershing was born on a Laclede, Missouri farm and attended school in Laclede and later Truman State University. He's most recognized for his contributions during the First World War, where he served as commander of the American Expeditionary Force on the Western Front.
Phyllis Washington was instrumental to reintegrating the Kansas City area schools. She was named principal to the E.F. Swinney Applied Learning Magnet, designed to attract students from all parts of the metro area under one roof. Smith tells us more.
Phyllis Washington has served as an educator in Kansas City, a proponent of integration and opportunities for everyone. She has made possible private education for all students at the Allen Village Charter School, and she has changed the face of education in the Kansas City area.
The next name, Peter Hershen, may seem synonymous with Silver Dollar City, but he's being honored for his community efforts, such as extending the Branson tourism season and his dedication to education initiatives.
His efforts have in large part transformed Branson and made it an entertainment hub and destination for those traveling to and around Missouri. He has also been instrumental in promoting higher standards for Missouri's public education system for more than two decades. He has been a champion of education and other nonprofit organizations throughout his career.
The next honoree is honored for her work in promoting and educating the public about agribusiness and sustainability. Her name is Lane McConnell.
Lane McConnell founded the Farmers Market of the Ozarks in Springfield with local developer Matt O'Reilly in early 2011. The Farmers Market of the Ozark was named the number six farmers market in the country in 2015. And since then, she has created franchise markets, which are part of the Farmers Market of the Ozarks brand.
Finally, Jean Carnahan will be honored for her work as Missouri's first female U.S. Senator and her lifelong advocacy for children and families.
Following the untimely death in 2000 of her husband, Governor Carnahan, who was campaigning for the U.S. Senate, Jean Carnahan agreed to take her husband's place in Washington, and the appointment made her the first woman in Missouri history to serve in the U.S. Senate. During the 40 years prior to taking her seat in the U.S. Senate, Jean and her husband Mel worked side by side to improve the lives of Missouri's children. They were advocates for daycare centers, working family, childhood immunizations, and abuse centers, and Habitat for Humanity.
Want to join the celebration? Smith has the details.
Missouri State University hosts the annual Missouri Public Affairs Hall of Fame induction ceremony and banquet because it aligns with our mission in public affairs. The event is a celebration of those who exemplify supportive public affairs and engaged citizenship. The Missouri Public Affairs Hall of Fame attracts an audience of people throughout Missouri. It includes representatives of businesses and organizations and those who support and recognize the contributions that public affairs makes to the state. The event will take place on Friday, April 13th at the White River Conference Center, located inside the John A. and Jenny Morris Conservation Center at Bass Pro Outdoor World. Tickets and sponsorships are available by calling 417-836-4143 or contacting the Missouri State University Foundation.
My guests today were Marianne Wood and Stephanie Smith. I'm Nikki Donaldson from the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.